is the great Gordo to lead us through another experiment to see if a show fill-in has any game with the ladies.
All right, I don't know if the P1s have noticed this, but Big Strong Jeremy is off this week. For some reason, he took a week off just to move. And he's only moving two apartments down, which is strange. But anyway, it's his vacation time. He can do with it what he chooses. Well, filling in for Big Strong Jeremy is T.C. Fleming, a budding star in radio and a known ladies' man.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this guy just slays it on the weekends.
Yep.
Now, T.C., first of all, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Gordon.
Now, you think T.C. looks a lot like Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah, he kind of looks like a little bit dumpier Napoleon Dynamite, mm-hmm. right? But he kind of has a white man's fro happening, too. He's got the real frizzy hair, mm-hmm. right? Real curly hair and everything. George says that T.C. looks like a drugged turtle.
I have never said that about you, T.C.
A turtle that looks like it's on some sort of a like it's been darted or tranquilized.
So you can tell he's making
people
that
like
up.
Turtles, right?
Good counterpoint.
Yeah.
Good counterpoint. But Craig wanted to see what it'd be like to hear you talk with women. And I said, well, this is a fascinating idea because I think TC is more successful with women than you think. Now, you've come on the air and told us before that you are no longer a virgin.
Yeah. We did that.
You mean we talked about it on the air, or
yeah.
you and this woman did that?
that we talked about that. I remember that conversation.
And how old were you when you lost that virginity?
19.
And okay. you pretty much wore her out, right?
Guys? Totally. Yeah.
Totally.
Oh gosh.
And how old are you now? You've got to be what? 20 now?
23.
Ooh, getting kind of old there. Okay. So we recruited a woman. For our purposes, for our prurient interest, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show, Alexis Smith.
Oh, yeah, I know her.
Traffic chick.
Hi, Alexis.
Uh-oh, TC's got to turn on her mic. Yeah. There you go. Try this.
Okay. Oh.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no.
Try the middle one there.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, you and TC are on the same channel, so you got to use that mic.
Oh, okay.
All right. Now, Alexis, what we're going to have you do is you will be on the receiving end of TC's advances. He's going to call you up, and we're going to hear what it's like for TC to ask a girl out on a date.
Okay.
Now, TC has expressed sexual interest in you in graphic terms when you're not around.
All right. Excellent.
Does that make you uncomfortable?
Slightly, but that's okay.
Okay. All right. All right. So, TC, you ready? You got the phone ready? Let's call her up.
All right. TC at work here.
This is TC calling Alexis's apartment to ask her out on a date.
You have to answer.
Oh, hello?
No.
Hello?
Hey.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good. Who's this?
It's TC from The Ticket.
Oh, hey, TC. What's up?
Nothing much. Yeah, sometimes I'll work for Jer and then we'll see each other out in the cubicle area.
Yeah, I know who you are.
Yeah.
Great.
So, how's it going?
It's going pretty good.
Sweet. So, I was just wondering if you weren't doing anything maybe sometime this week or maybe next week or any week that you've got some free time, if you might want to do something.
Okay, yeah, it sounds good.
Maybe like, get a meal.
Okay, yeah, or, I'm hungry right now. You want to actually go grab something to eat?
No. That's kind of sudden, you know. I mean, I hadn't had time to plan. You know, I ate a big breakfast.
Oh, okay.
Wow, that was curveball. But yeah, just, you know, maybe some time later. I mean, I'll probably be hungry in a couple hours.
Okay, well, let's do it.
Awesome.
So,
what kind of stuff do you like to eat most of the time?
Let's see. Let's go for Mexican this time.
Oh, cool.
That sound good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I hope you have a really good time with the rest of your traffic reports.
Oh, okay. So, are you going to come pick me up or what?
Yeah. Or we could just leave from the station. We could just wait around until we're both hungry and then, because, you know, cut down on gas.
Okay.
We wouldn't have to travel as much.
All right. That's a plan.
Yeah, I do a lot of planning. It's one of my real strong points. I think that people would say it's one of my best qualities. It's planning.
Okay, well, I guess we're all set then.
Cool.
All right.
I'll see you then.
Okay, bye, TC.
Bye, Alexis.
See you later.
Wow, okay, well.
Wow.
Now, a few observations on this very awkward exchange. I don't think Alexis IRL would readily accept that invitation.
She was so accommodating at the beginning.
In real life, she wouldn't have.
I've never had
like
a conversation
that.
Like that go like that.
Go
before,
that well.
So.
Right. And you could tell that you were shocked that it went that well, and you could also tell she was so beaten down by the end of the conversation
the
that she didn't want to go then.
You know,
I'm more comfortable with heavy resistance. That's why I was throwing off my game.
Heavy resistance.
Well, I found it interesting that once she gave you the go-ahead, that you would not take charge and say, and I felt Alexis...
you tapped the brakes.
I felt Alexis begging for you to take charge and say, okay, we'll go to so-and-so at 11, I'll see you there, or I'll pick you up. Am I right, Alexis?
Yeah.
Oh, here you go. There you
yeah,
go.
No, that's what I wanted him to do. He wouldn't do it.
He's not a you're not a take charge kind of guy, though, are you, TC?
No, I just kind of like to let things happen in life and stuff.
So you really were thrown for a curve when she readily said yes.
Yeah, you know, I went back to my playbook and all it had was plays on, you know, whenever they say absolutely not. So
you're like a telemarketer. You have a script for when
for
when
are
they
you sure
if
you
they
don't
deny you this way, you say this.
And I just never considered the possibility of oh sure.
Now, Catman claims that when you walk into a room, the lights dim. You just drain the energy out of any place.
I don't think that's accurate.
That's the other reason we brought you on, because Cat's on vacation. We thought it'd be a good time to bring
you on. Yeah, he won't allow us to talk to you on the air if he's around.
Yeah. And we're probably going to get in trouble for this anyway when he gets back. So,
but I thought that went well.
Yeah.
You got a date out of it.
It wasn't too... It really... I was impressed. He just came right out of it.
Yeah.
No, really.
Perhaps he made a real love connection.
He was a lot more forward than I thought he would be.
Maybe so.
Until you said yes.
Until I said yes.
Until he said yes. Then he said you were moving too quickly for him.
Then he wanted to go out and eat a big breakfast from now.
Gross.
You had lost a little life force by the end of the conversation, hadn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty much drained, actually.
The awkward pauses kind of drained you of a little bit?
Yeah.
Didn't like that?
Okay, we'll work on those.
Delayed response, yeah.
We'll work on those.
Yeah, I noticed about halfway through that, because Alexis is in studio with us as she was doing that phone call, and about two-thirds of the way through it, I saw the light go out of her eyes.
Just went flowing.
Yeah, she didn't have much. She didn't have anything left.
All right, good job, TC. Good job, Alexis.